It's 82 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today are Merla Christie and Hannah Elizabeth Smith from the Thalian Association's production of Singin' in the Rain. The show opened last week, and this weekend is the final weekend of the show, running Thursday through Sunday at Thalian Hall. Thanks so much for being with us, Merla and Hannah.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's great to have you here. Now, Merla is the director and the choreographer. She approached this production differently than usual. And I want Merla to tell all of us about what that means, because Merla is an interesting creative person, and what is this new approach that she's had with this production?
Well, usually I will avoid at all costs doing what others have done before with a production. The difference this time is that this was originally a film first, and everyone knows it and loves it. It's on everyone's top 10 list, including mine, mm-hmm. my favorite musical film. And so this time around, my vision centered around bringing the feel and the spirit of the film to the stage. It's what a lot of people are probably expecting. So that's how this is different for me, this process.
So it is different when artistically you have expectations mm-hmm. about the end product. Mm-hmm. And yep. that's different than kind of a wide open, where could this go? And mm-hmm. but folks really do. I mean, it's an iconic story,
yes,
the film. Yeah, all the expectations. Did that bother you? I mean, was it difficult?
No, not at all. It wasn't difficult at all. I know the film probably inside out. I could probably quote the whole thing from beginning to end. And it was actually an interesting puzzle. One thing is that original choreography, is highly prized in the musical theater. And people really want to do it. Dancers want to do it. And so it was kind of fun to try to adapt the original choreography mm-hmm. to the Wilmington stage. There's so much tap in it, and it's not really a tapping community, but the adaptation of it to the incredible amount of talent that we have was a very interesting puzzle for me and a lot of fun.
That's one of the most interesting things, and I think, I don't know, meaningful things about community theater is making the adaptations to the community mm-hmm. where you are, mm-hmm. the people who you have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about our theater community.
Sure. So we have astonishing talent here.
Yeah, so. And unique, and you know, it's not like New York where you can just pick out whoever you need,
exactly.
like a shop, you know, of a million things. Mm-hmm. Hannah. Now, Hannah is an actor in this show. She plays Lena Lamont. Tell us a brief overview of the story of Singin' in the Rain for those folks, because there are plenty of folks, it is very popular, plenty of folks who don't know what the story is about. Tell us, who is Lena Lamont, this part that you play?
Well, this story really is about the advent of talkies. And my character is a silent film actress who has a very beautiful face and a lovely countenance, but unfortunately when she opens her mouth, her voice is not so pleasing to the ear, which is a huge problem when the producers are thinking, hey, we need to start making talkies to keep up with productions like The Jazz Singer. And the whole plot of the show is about how are we going to figure out how to make talkies? How are we going to sell a movie that was originally done in silent film and then later done with Lena's voice and it's awful and people walk out of the theater? How are we going to make this film sellable and a success? And my character, Lena, is technically the antagonist of the film. I mean, I think she's a hero, but I have to. She's mine. So Lena's objective is to save her career. She is actually quite unaware of the sound of her voice. She very much feels victimized by all the goings-on. They decide that it would be in everyone's best interest to dub over her voice in the film, which she's all right with, until she finds out that Kathy, the main character, is going to get credit for it on the screen. So some hilarity ensues after that, and mm-hmm. that's basically the show. It's beautiful. It's a great show. Beautiful numbers. I don't dance. yeah, Merla can tell you how I don't dance. But luckily, I got the part, which was full of challenges for an actor, which is what my primary craft is. And getting to watch this choreography, getting to watch Tracy Byrd and Brad Mercier and Courtney Poland do all this beautiful work on stage. It's just such a treat, and I love watching from the wings every night.
So you are the antagonist, but you're not evil.
No.
And I know that Merla said that this is a complex character, this Lena Lamont. Give us a little bit of that complexity, because that, to me, that's interesting. Really, mm-hmm. really interesting in a movie like Singing in the Rain that seems kind of like a fluff piece. And mm-hmm. But really, I could read a lot into it just from the overview you gave. Mm-hmm. What is complex about her character?
I don't believe in villains, first of all. Hannah is an amazing actor. I've already worked with her once before, and I had a feeling she was going to be up to this challenge. It was very important to make sure that she knew that she was simply a young woman trying to survive in a world that is run by men, and that she has to do everything that she possibly can to maintain her level of success and her standing in the community, her status. I really only gave her two or three very specific, I am a bit of a control freak, I admit that, some very specific markers, some specific direction that she then took and really came up with an astonishing result. Lena has a contrast that she has to come up with. She is very elegant, sophisticated, she looks like a supermodel. She's the clothes horse of the movie stars. And then she has to contrast it with this strident, stringent, vocal quality, and those two things opposite of each other are tough already for an actor, but she's managed to do this amazing job, and I'm very, very happy with the result.
All right.
Thank you, Marla.
Interesting. Well, folks, if you're interested in seeing this show, this is at, of course, Thalian Hall, produced by the Thalian Association. There's a show on Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, half price tickets. Mm-hmm. Also, and those tickets are almost sold out, of course.
Yes.
Friday night, Saturday night, all those shows at 7:30, and then a 3:00 matinee on Sunday. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you,
Gina.
Coming up next on 91.3, it's Coastline, and on Classical HQR, more music. It's 12:06.